Hi, Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to Fervent Prayer. Right where you are at this very moment, you may have been going through a very trying day, or perhaps you may be at your wit's end, so to speak, and on the point or on the brink of giving up. I say to you, I challenge you to pray. Yes, to pray fervently. For in the book of Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 21 says, on that same occasion, Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit with rapturous joy. He spoke, Jesus prayed, I give thee thanks, I give thee fervent thanks, he exclaimed, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from sages and men of understanding and hast revealed them to babes. Yes, Father, for such has been thy gracious will. Isn't that something? And then Peter, in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 5, Peter, therefore indeed, was kept in the prison, and fervent prayer was being made by the assembly unto God for him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, as we come before the throne room at this very hour, we thank you, Father, that we have a high priest, our intercessor, Jesus Christ, who is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Therefore, Father, your word says that we can come boldly unto your throne where we can obtain grace and mercy and find help in time of need. Oh, my Father, there is a great need this very hour in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, hear a cry. That man right now, that woman, that boy, that girl, sister, that brother, that mother, that father, husband, that wife, those children, hear the cries, Father, of those who have become destituted, those who have lost everything. Hear the cries, Father, of the homeless with no shelter in the name of Jesus, Father. Hear the cries of those who are laying on the fold sleeping right now in the name of Jesus, the bus stop. My Father, in the name of Jesus, hear the cries of those who are sleeping in cars, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear the cry of those who are hungry with no food to eat, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, hear the cries of those who are sick, Father, and afflicted, Father. Hear their cry right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to send help from your sanctuary. In the name of Jesus, to move by your spirit, to move by your power and divinely intervene right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, allow your ministering angels to minister to those needs right now. Touch the hearts of your people, Father. Open our eyes to see the devastation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, give us hearts of compassion to help those whom we cross paths with, Father, to help the needy, Father, and not the greedy. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, to clothe those who are destituted, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to feed the hungry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that even when we prepare meals, Father, to remember to check on our neighbors, to check on those in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, that are in need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, for it is written in your word, this shall all men know that we are your disciples. If we have love one for another, love for the brethren, in the name of Jesus. Love for the sisters, Father, oh, in the name of Jesus. Bring reconciliation, relationships right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring hope to those who have lost hope right now, in the name of Jesus. Allow your light to shine in the hearts, in the lives of your people, that those that are in darkness will see the light. Oh, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name, and all for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Listen, right where you are, I encourage you to pray. To pray when you don't feel like praying. To pray when you cannot see no way out. To pray when you're sick, yes. Call upon the Lord. He said, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, begin to call upon the Lord. And you know, the word says, it is written, who eat up my people as they eat bread and have not called upon the name of the Lord? Begin where you are to call upon the Lord, to commune with God, to pray. God will answer your prayer. Pray fervently. Increase prayer. And so until our next time, continue to maintain your posture in prayer. Yes, God bless you right where you are. Until the next time.